Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
This is about something that lights your fire when nothing else will.
This is the Mark Divine Show. This show, we're going to discover and dive in and discuss what makes the world's most inspirational, compassionate, and resilient leaders so courageous.
Transform the nature and functioning of our own brain for the better.
Go put your virtues in action. Be the best version of yourself.
Life is a practice. Day by day, get wiser and stronger and grow.
How do you understand enough about your own mind and psychology and emotions, and how you develop a reflective awareness practice to actually get in the driver's seat of your own mind?
We go in-depth with people from all walks of life. Martial arts grandmasters, meditative monks, CEOs, military leaders, stoic philosophers, proud survivors, and more. Every episode turns our guest experience into actionable insights that you can learn from to lead a life filled with compassion and courage.
I started putting all these little tools in my pocket, started to reflect a lot and meditate.
There has to be a balance between movement and rest.
But it all starts with us. We cultivate these qualities in ourselves to become a beacon of light for others in the world. Please join us on the journey. The Mark Divine Show. Hoo-yah.
Today's episode brought to you by J.B. Weld. Available, by the way, at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more, and proudly made in the USA. Well, in this show, we'll talk about some auction prices, some very curious anomalies going on at Mecum with a 350R Mustang and a 427 Cobra with race history. That's some really crazy prices.
And Sean Connery's estate is selling an Aston Martin DB5 this year in August.
And we'll get into off-road and 911. First, there's Geico.
Would you love to save money on insurance? Well, of course. Who doesn't love a good deal? Well, when it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, and renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you can save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
Get it on. Got to get on a chisel. Get it on. And welcome to CarCast, Matt and Carole. It's Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea, over there. Lots going on in the car world. How say you, Matt?
Yeah, things have been good. Things have been busy. I saw some stuff that coming up that I thought was going to be pretty interesting as we starting to like register cars for the races this year. There's the Rolex Historics, the Velocity events turning out to be pretty cool. And, you know, our friend Alexander Weaver moved on to a company called Broad Arrow Auctions. And I haven't really had a chance to get him in to talk about it, but I did notice, and I thought you'd be interested, there's an Aston Martin DB5 coming up for sale with these guys. And they're doing their auction in Monterey at the Jet Center event.
Mm.
The DB5 was Sean Connery's car, and his estate is selling the car.
So the DB5 is the James Bond car, I guess the original James Bond car. That's a 5. Right.
And this is the only like Aston that I'm aware of that Sean Connery has owned. And there is an estimate on it, but before I give the price, it's interesting because a portion of the proceeds will go to the there's a charity, the Sean Connery. He's got a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And his longtime friend, Sir Jackie Stewart, had said, whoever buys the car, if you want to go for a ride with him, you pick the time and place. They agree on it, and he will come and drive you around or do a lap or something.
You go to Silverstone and turn an 11-minute lap with that car. I don't think those cars had any performance at all.
No, but
they're cool cars.
You know, it's like, you know, auctions kind of reach for, you know, how do we pop the price a little bit? You know, Aerosmith brings a car to Barrett Jackson, and they throw in a guitar or some tickets to something, and they always try to sweeten the pot.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it moves the needle much on this car? Now, the estimate is 1.4 to 1.8.
Yeah, that seems high, only because I think DB5s and Aston Martins and vintage Aston Martins have been kind of stable or flat or something. They popped up a number of years ago. Not the James Bond version.
Right.
I just mean DB5.
What's the DB5 at? Do we know?
I would have it at about 500 grand. And they popped for a little while, you know, 8 years ago. But then they kind of flattened out a little bit. In my recollection. I don't study them closely. But the Aston Martins and then the V8s, not the V8 Vantage, but the 60s, 70s V8, they kind of popped up a little. They popped up a bit. The newer ones were kind of lower, but then the V8 Vantage with the 6-speed kind of popped up. Aston Martin has never been, you know, there was a time when a, you know, Vanquish was 275K and then 5 years later you could get it for $135. Like, the Aston Martin has never really...
Yeah.
Followed the Ferrari, certainly Porsche, certainly in the more modern stuff, the Ford GTs. They always lagged kind of way behind those. Like you could probably get a Rapide, the four door.
Yeah,
probably get one of those things for like $81,000 now.
So I've got two.
Even Lamborghinis, the modern day stuff gone up a lot. It used to be the modern day stuff didn't go up so much.
Quite a few modern day cars have
they never. It's funny. Maybe it's kind of English. It's kind of like Aston Martin, Bentley, even McLaren. They just, you know, they sold for a lot new, and then they just kind of dropped off, and they just never really. Lotus kind of did that with the Esprits, you know. They just, there's something about the English car. You know, they're all good cars, Aston Martin, Lotus. I guess the McLaren is English.
Right.
And
the most expensive one that we saw, which I think is like number 6 or 7 on the most expensive car sold, was the Jag Roadster. I think Le Mans car.
Some Aston Martin Roadster or Jag?
Oh, I think it was Jag.
Oh, yeah.
And it was $22.5 million.
Yeah, and Aston Martin has the Roadster, like kind of the Shelby 1 Le Mans in version. Those things, I think that may have been the car that was 20-something million bucks. Or maybe, or that's in there. So, look, there's outliers. But in general, I'm glad you brought up Jag. English.
Yeah, English.
The Jags, you know, the XKs aren't really that much right now. The old Aston Martins aren't really that much. The McLarens, this is not really the Continental GTs, what we're talking about, Bentley, even Rolls-Royce, like all the English stuff kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of suppressed, and then the Italian stuff is gone up a lot, and the German stuff has gone up a lot, and the American stuff.
You know, so a handful of years ago, 5-6 years ago, these cars were knocking on the door of $1 million. Some sold in the 900 plus range. Some were no sales at close to that price. But looking at hammer price here, the most recent sales I see. And again, there's a difference between 2020 and 2022, right? As we look at sort of pre-pandemic numbers. And let's see, we've got a couple of 21. In 21, Oh, here's two in 22. So I've got a DB5 at the Goodwood members meeting in 2022, so not long ago, at just about 660,000. And I got Paris at Art Curial at 898.
Oh, okay.
So you know,
it's higher than five. But
yeah.
My supposition of they were knocking on the door of $1 million and they slid down toward $500,000.
You know, 6 to 9 is where they seem to be, 600 to 900, and we're at 1.6 to 1.8 on the estimate.
I think it's lofty.
And the
reason I think it's lofty is because we've figured out time and again, well, there's two things we figured out. Movie cars are expensive.
Right.
But this isn't a movie car.
This is
the car of the guy who was in the movie. And we've talked about quite a bit, you know, the Paul McCartney or the Elton John car. It was just like a Ferrari 330 2+2 or something that Paul McCartney owned didn't get an extra $1,000 because he owned it.
Right.
Like really weird that, you could go, hey, it was Paul McCartney's car. The guy's almost 80. I mean, it was a Beetle. Like, give it a 50 grand bump.
Yeah.
No, not really. Not really. But now, obviously, Steve McQueen might be different. Paul Newman might be different. You know, the guys we accept as car guys, you know, that gets a bump. The car world is kind of fickle that way.
Now, if you... They say a portion of the proceeds will go to charity. We don't know how much, but does that, in your opinion, do you think they're allowed to bump the price 10 to 20% by just saying that?
Well, I guess it's how much can you write off on the – I mean, we all know the auction cars that go for tons of dough.
Yeah.
The auction charity cars that go for a ton of dough just because – it's a $100,000 Mustang and you'll pay $1 million for it because you're going to write off so much of it. Right. So I guess it's kind of, if it's 10%, then you get to write off 10%, presumably.
Well, this may be different because the reason why the Barrett Jackson charity auctions are so successful is because you, the buyer, are donating the money. You get the write off.
Right.
This is not that. The buyer of this car pays the full ticket, and then the family, the estate, the Sean Connery estate, is donating. Because what they want to do is offset some of the sale price, some of their income. So I don't think it's not quite the same. But yes, someone at their estate's going, if we clear $1 million on this car, you know, we should donate, you know, $180,000, and that'll lower our tax obligation and blah, 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 or, you know, something along the lines of that. But I don't know. It seems a little high, but
it seems pretty high. But I'm rooting for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are they asking for? Double. They're asking for double.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
And these cars, they're not really hot right now. So,
yeah,
I don't know. But like, I'm rooting.
I mean, you got Jackie Stewart, that hot shoe youngster.
That's right.
No, I'm sure that would be fine. I'm sure that would be a fun experience as well. I don't know. Did we ever interview him? Was he?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
There's a couple other cars that I find notable. I was just actually looking on Bring a Trailer. This morning, I saw a Spyker went for $505,000.
I saw that.
$1,000. How many fucking times did I tell you about that Spyker?
It's funny because as I saw it up there, I was like, oh, yeah, this is definitely coming up with the conversation.
Those things were, I don't know, $225,000, $250,000, new.
Got to be something like that.
They couldn't give them away. They just couldn't give them away. They would be over at the lawn at Pebble Beach, but not on the lawn. They'd be on the driveway. They'd be on the road. You know, they have that whole thing across the street with the tents and the stuff. And there'd always be, you know, I don't know, Jacques Villeneuve's brother or something or cousin who'd be out there for Spyker. And he'd be talking about Spyker. And I'd always stop and look at the car and go, this thing's a beautiful piece. Like, it's beautiful. I loved it.
By the way, this black with the red is kind of perfect. It's really good on
it, it's beautiful. And I always say this is a beautiful car. And it, you know, at the time, whatever the sticker was, $275 or something, I was like, it's not even that much for a kind of hand built, very low numbers car. And then a few of them sold, and then 3 years later there were $130, you know, $150. You could get them whenever you wanted. Yeah. And then they just started that climb. And at some point, they got to like $250 or $300. And I was like, look out, everybody. These are cool cars. I've always said they're cool cars, and they're marching up. Now, over $500 for a Spyker. That seemed unthinkable 8 years ago. But here we are. The other car that I don't know if you caught this one, but it may be a good example.
$385, by the way. I just typed in Spyker MSRP.
Oh, it was $385.
It says three. I mean, we'd have to dig.
They're probably dealing for cheaper than that, though, when they couldn't.
For $350.
Couldn't get rid of
them. I got one for $354. So yeah, $350-ish. You know.
Yeah, I think you probably, as sales were lagging, you probably could have cut a deal for that car for $275. But all right. Either way, talking about deals, and you talk about no reserve cars, and everyone's got that fantasy that they're going to see some car in there and it's going to be no reserve and they're going to get it at half price. But there's five other guys that are thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And generally, it goes up. I don't know, and Chris is going to have to look at this. I think it was Meekum at Indy a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I should say last weekend. I think it was a Saturday sale. Last Saturday, I think it was Meekum at Indy. Anyway, there was a car that caught my eye, which is there was a Ford Mustang 350R, and it said $242,000 or something next to it. Now, we've seen those cars sell very recently for $1 million. Good history and blah, blah, blah. But that's another car I've always said, that thing's $1 million. They made 34 of them or 36 of them or whatever it is. And I was like, 240, is it a real R? Is there any history? Like, what's up? And then I saw no reserve. And then I thought about Meekum in Indiana. Like, I don't know that you could sell that or Kissimmee. We got to figure it out. But I don't know.
There's one in Kissimmee in January. Does that?
Nah, this one went last weekend. I don't know. Or maybe it was Barrett Jackson. The point is this. I don't think you could bring that car to Pebble Beach and bring it to Gooding or RM, even at no reserve, and have an R model Mustang go for $240,000+. I wonder if that was one of those real no reserve buys. Like, if that was just kind of wrong place, wrong audience, maybe.
It seems odd. I'm not seeing it. I'm looking on Hammer Price to see if I can find a Shelby GT 350
R.
Yeah.
At, I think it
I saw one. I have one to bring a trailer.
No, this one went last Saturday. Well, you know where it went? It went with the Abraham. Am I saying Everham?
Everham.
Lots. It went, a couple of lots before the Indy cars.
Okay, so that was Meekum.
That was Meekum. That was last Saturday, I think. Maybe it was the Saturday before that.
I mean, it's. I see Meekum on Hammer Price.
You see those Indy cars that we were talking about? The Andretti one, and he had the Dan Gurney Indy car. That went, the Andretti went for, I don't know, $2 million or something like that. But there was, I'm positive that there was a 350R that went right next to another 350. There's a 350H, I think, like prototype, like, it had like a white Hertz prototype or something that went too. And then I think this car went right before it. And I'll let you look around for that. Let me hit JB Weld here, World's Strongest Bond. The brand's DIYers and pros have trusted for over 50 years. Use their epoxies, super glues, putty sticks, wraps. Use projects big and small on practically any surface. Metal, wood, plastics, glass, ceramics. I use it all the time. Let's not be an ugly American and throw away stuff and then buy new stuff from China. Fix your stuff when it breaks with JB Weld. Keep it in your kitchen drawer, your toolbox, or wherever you keep your supplies. Also, the proud owner of Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. If you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner, well, they got you covered. And it's all available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And it's proudly made in the U.S. of A. It is JB Weld.
All right, I found on Hammer Price, yeah, I found a GT350R Indianapolis Mecum, sold $214,500.
Why is stuff hard to find? I
was scrolling through the list. I was putting Shelby. I don't know why it wasn't coming up.
But I'm talking to Maxipata here. Like, what's up with the internet? Like, you go Mecum, you go Indy, you go last Saturday, and you go 350R.
Yeah, it doesn't pop up. I'm sorry.
Okay, so to be fair, when I click on the link that says click to the catalog, it usually takes you to the website, takes me to Mecum, says page not found.
So what's up?
I don't know. Maybe it's not on the website.
They don't update their stuff.
But there's not even a catalog page on the Mecum site, at least linked from Hammer Price. So maybe someone was pissed about that price and they're making it. I don't want any record of this car being sold.
It's a no-reserve car. It was a no-reserve car. Somehow I figured that one out. Does that say it on that?
It does on Hammer Price.
Yeah.
And it was on... No, Chris, it has a number 403 on the side, and it went 521, May 21st, at Mecum, Indianapolis, May 21st, and it doesn't have the meatball on the side, but it has the number 403 on the side. And you're right, the estimate was 800 to a million.
Because that's what those cars sell for.
And it says it sold for $214,500. How did somebody, assuming this is accurate, right? And there wasn't, right? Like, how did somebody steal that car for that kind of money? Because this isn't a car that goes unnoticed by Shelby collectors or...
They made 34 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also one of those cars I've always kind of went, hey, you know... Ferrari GTOs, they made 36 of them, and they're $1 billion. You know, these they made 34 of. It's got the Shelby names, Mustang 350. You know, if a nice 350 is going for 350 to 400 grand, these things got to be 900 like all day long, and cool vintage race car, you know, easy to maintain and blah, blah, blah.
And look,
welcome at any event.
If it was engine swapped or wrecked or whatever, why was the estimate 800 to a million? So that's
the price of a nice one.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it just kind of, and you're right that anyone should have this on their radar, but it does kind of make you wonder that Mecum, Indy, no reserve on a weekend, and I say weekend, two weekends, you know, where they're going to move, you know, 4,000 cars, no reserve, kind of makes you wonder if that thing could get lost in the shuffle or something, but it seems risky. Again, I'd put that thing up at RM or Gooding at Pebble Beach all day long, even no reserve. Everyone there's knows what that car is.
Yeah.
Mecum, there's like a sea of Mustangs and Mopars and whatever, like custom vets and trucks. Like, that thing could have slid under the radar.
I mean, if
in fact somebody paid.
If there's not some discrepancy here, what's
yes,
going on?
Basically, if that's correct, somebody paid what the next car, I think, was a 350H, a prototype, like a Hertz rental car, but it was white. It was like, oh, this is an early whatever. Somebody paid like $240 for that car. So the idea that you could get an R in for less than a H is pretty astounding. I'd be curious if that thing hammered at that.
I am curious to know if this happened really the way it looks like it happens here.
And we've discussed it before, but if you're selling that car and, you know, that thing starts slowing down at 185 or 200.
Yeah.
Like if you get to 200 and the guy's looking around the room, anyone on the phone, anybody, yeah. I'll take five. Okay. 205. If you own that car, you better be in the audience with a fucking paddle, right? If it's no reserve.
I don't know. Like I mean, you can't buy your own car, but really at that point, you're nudging your friend, right? Going, who in this room do I know? Who in this room that I know that has a bidder's paddle?
Right.
Just buy it. Just buy it back. And
well,
then, you know.
Again, they're deals to be had, but not 200 on a car that has an 8 to 9.
Yeah, 8 to 1 million.
Or a million.
Yeah, you're arguably, you know, 1/4, maybe 1/5 the price. You're in that range.
That's crazy, right?
It's got to be something weird or wrong with it. Like, not the car. I'm just saying the auction must have been. But you're right. How is Dana Meekum or whatever going, not stopping the room going, do you understand what's happening here? Everybody put down your phone.
Right.
Put your drink down. Like, pay attention.
Right.
Like, something's happening up here. That's a Craig Jackson move for sure. And we love Craig about that. Craig's like, this is bullshit. This car's going for under the money. I'll buy it my damn self.
He would buy it his damn self. I mean,
why wouldn't you? He would love that car for that kind of money. It would be a golden ticket.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I don't know if there's anything streaming online. You know, they stream everything now. I don't know if that thing's captured somewhere or whatever it is.
At this point, yeah, some Shelby fans must have grabbed it off of their DVR and posted it on YouTube or social
Meekum
media.
Films every. Yeah. I mean, everyone streams. You know, when you go to the website now of the auction, during the auction, you can click over to the live auction thing. I don't know. Is there maybe there's something Chris can find? I don't know.
No, they deleted it off Meekum's website, so it's like all the links that say, oh, if you can see this rare Peruvian GT350R. Car that's gonna be sold at Meekum in Indy, and then you click it, and then the website's gone on Meekum's page.
Something's up.
So something happened. That's why you can't find it. That's why you can't search for it.
Were you watching Meekum? Where did you?
No,
see it?
I was just checking out Hammer Time.
Yeah,
and I was kind of curious to see what Ray Everhams Indy cars were going for, and I was talking to you about it, and I got it wrong. It was his Gurney. I'm working on the Gurney doc now.
Yeah,
I actually old Patrick Dempsey an email because he just emailed me like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
because he loves Gurney.
Yeah, and he knows you're doing the doc.
Yeah, and I mean I've talked to him about it quite a bit. So I owe him an email, but either way. I was kind of like, yeah, I'd like to just see how stuff went. I like to just, you know, it's a hobby, just pop on the website and peruse the cars and see what happened. But I was kind of going for like, I wonder what I think he had a Daytona NASCAR, you know, big fin streamliner, you know, cool blue, whatever. I was wondering
like
how that went. Yeah, Superbird. We can look it up. I think that thing went for like $400,000 or $500,000. But I was kind of curious. I mean, you got the Mario Andretti Indy. I'm also kind of interested in the categories. I've also noticed that Indy was kind of neither here nor there for a long time, and it was all about the kind of European road racing cars that popped up, and then, you know, inexplicably those Group 5 rally cars from like the mid 80s, especially like the Audi Quattros and stuff. All of a sudden those like popped way up.
Yeah.
Like why this is an off-road car, you know, a rally car, like why so much interest here? And the, you know, Porsche 959 Rothmans, you know, Paris to Dakar that, you know, I think was $7 million or something, you know, something crazy. And I just kind of look at categories, kind of fun to look at like vintage dragsters, funny cars. And, you know, NASCAR, especially, you know, 80s NASCAR stuff's just free. I mean, there's no category for it. But the indie and I start seeing, you know, vintage F1 stuff started to kind of pop up too. You know, even 80 stuff, 90 stuff, especially if Senna drove it or Schumacher drove it or something like that. So I just kind of watched the categories, but indie really never popped. It just never popped. And then we had these two cars, and I think Gurney's passing and Gurney, you know, he's going to, you pass away, and then at some point you get elevated, and, you know, in he won't be Shelby, but he'll be some version of Shelby, and his name on a car as a constructor or driver is going to have some value.
Yeah.
You know, so I was interested in that, and I did see that the Gurney Eagle, I guess it was, went for a couple million bucks, and the Andretti one, they both went for over their estimate.
Yeah,
the Andretti one went for like 1.2 or something. That was just
was Andretti. The Gurney one like 1.6? Something? Was the Gurney one like 1.6?
1.37
for the Gurney or the Andretti?
The Eagle, Gurney.
Oh well, then wait a minute. Am I screwing that up?
I thought I saw something that was like
the 1.6. Andretti's 2.2.
Oh, that's the one. All right, I screwed it up. I went the other way. The Andretti went for 2.2, and anyway, they were both went solid overestimate. Blah blah. I was looking at that. But if I ever happen to pass a 350R, I always stop because I've always said that's a really cool piece. I'm not even an American car guy, but that's a cool American car. Such a limited production, Shelby name, so on and so forth. And it just looks good with the front valance and kind of in race trim. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I think we, you know, famously, I think like Ken Miles' mule car sold for like $4.2 million or whatever. So I've always kind of went like, that's I try to go on the internet and sort of prove myself right. I go, what did that Spiker go for? I knew it.
Yeah.
Then I go, what did that R go for? I told you those cars are going to pop up.
Well, this one shit on your point, right? If this one sold for $214,000.
And I also like looking up the H's because I'm always just curious.
Yeah, the Shelby. The Hertz cars.
Where those land. And so there it was. And I was like, 214. Wow. That seems remarkably low, and now it seems like something's up.
Yeah,
so.
It seems like something up. Deleted from the website. I'm sure the seller was like, I don't even want record of this happening. Like, what's?
Yeah, but if you're seller, do you get to control the website? Do you get to like petition?
No,
the
but website? You know, if you're a good client, you're like, I don't like what's going on here. Go ahead and take that page down.
Max Zapata, are there any like Shelby forums or anything like that?
I'm looking. Nobody's talking about it either.
Bill Murray hasn't chimed in. Bill Murray, but our Bill Murray.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting. It's just like if you Google, I don't know, Shelby GT350R, $214,000. Is it coming up in some discussion?
Well, as we discuss, Hammer Price has people on site, I suppose, or watching on the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
When they report 214, that thing hammered. I'm guessing it hammered, and then they went 214, and then maybe something happened after that.
I guess. I mean, here we are a couple of days later, and I don't see that it's been amended or anything.
Yeah. All right. You know? Interesting.
It's weird.
So somebody may have got themselves a bargain, and yeah, you're right. You're right both ways. Maybe the engine numbers didn't match. Although what engine numbers do are, I'm guessing they don't match. They oftentimes don't match in a race car. Cars blow up and, you know, they swap them out sometimes.
Right.
And sometimes cars get wrecked and they have stories and they had to cut the front clip off of it and weld on a new whatever. But on the other hand, if the estimate is $8 to $1 million.
Is if the story's bad and we know that, then why is the estimate like basically full estimate range?
I agree.
That car was part of the Christian McCarter collection, so all of his other cars sold and are on there, but that one's missing. But it's in the promo video. There's a couple articles like upcoming auction. This you can bid on this,
Something's wrong. It didn't go under the radar. It was a marketed car. Listen, Mecum knows that that's a big deal for them. You get a $1 million Shelby up there, and their muscle cars do well, like that's a big deal. So there's something wrong. And listen, maybe there's a decimal point missing on hammer price, and it went for $2.1 million.
It's happened before. There's also and look, if you know, if Ken Miles' R went for, I don't know, 4.4 or whatever it is, and that was a legitimate R with good history and blah, 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 then maybe it went for 2.1.
But why delete it from the website?
That's a good point. Yeah, so the other thing that was interesting on there, Chris can look around too, which is I noticed that as long as we're on Shelby, a 289 went for like $1 million and change, but there's like a 427 race car that didn't go, went for like 760 or something like that. Meaning, for some reason, the Shelby Cobras, the race cars aren't getting what people thought or what they could. And I don't know what the history of the car was and so on and so forth, but it seems like the 289 street cars are getting more than the 427s, which I'm not an expert in that on Cobra, so I don't know. But
yeah, so this is all part of that same collection, Adam.
There you go.
The 427 went for 715, and the 289 went for 1.1.
So what was the deal with the 427?
Yeah,
was that a racing 427 or just a
competition Cobra Roadster?
What was the story? I mean,
last winner at 66 12 hours of Sebring in 66.
So a Sebring winner, big block Cobra, can't
well under $1 million.
Yeah, can't get $1 million. Yeah,
now you sound like my dad.
it's probably got like a Roush crate engine in it now.
I don't know. I mean, that, you know, history, big block.
Yeah,
you know, race car, Shelby. Maybe there was a couple anomalies going on that,
yeah,
on that weekend,
right?
Because I don't know if a street 289's 1.1 and that thing won its class, it's Sebring and it's a big block, yeah, and it's race trim.
Now I want to talk to Meekum.
I feel like that's 1.5, you know.
Yeah. Now I really want to talk to Meekum and find out like what's going on out there.
Were all those cars no reserve, Chris?
So usually when they're part of like the guy's collection, they almost all go no reserve.
That car had to be no reserve because it just wouldn't.
And a little odd that, you know, some guys will put, you know, 10 cars up and the lot will be no reserve. But sometimes like a 350R will be like, this is the only one that is going to be a reserve. And that's the deal we've made. You know, but I don't know.
Was there an estimate on that 427, Chris? And then I can talk to you about
I'm not seeing it on the website.
The Singer fabricator who's going and going to convert your 911 into a Baja racer.
Yeah, the Safari Baja, if you've got like a 964 series 911.
What year's that? That doesn't matter. Keep going.
Anyway, I had some notes here. So the guy, I wanted to get the guy's name right. TJ Russell. He was an ex-fabricator at Singer and went off on his own. And he's been doing these conversions on these cars. Now, you can get a fully built sort of Singer-esque car from him, you know, the engine and the whole thing. It's in the $400,000 range. But if you brought your 911 to him in his shop, for about $135,000, he'll do this whole conversion for it, full suspension and the body enhancements, the flares and the wheels, tires, the whole thing, paint, everything, all done, tuned, dialed in, painted out the door. But he's come up with a way to make it as a bolt-on kit as well.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't released the price of the kit yet. Still getting it prepared. But the car looks badass. It looks like it would be a lot of fun. And if you're a pretty competent, you know, builder without much fabrication skill, if you're a good mechanic, you can get this done. You're going to have to do a little trimming on the fenders, and you're going to have to end up painting it and stuff. But he's offering like a bolt-on kit for this thing. And I don't know. It's just kind of like as Singer keeps going up and up and up, you know, you want to look at some other options, the way to personalize some of these things. And make it kind of special and kind of unique that this Safari package is pretty interesting.
We're talking about the Group 5 rally stuff. This isn't exactly that. But we've also said that if you get a 911 and do a nice tribute to like the Rothmans, you know, Paris to Dakar, you know, rally car, that you'll get $200,000 for that thing all day long. And also, it's kind of as we move into the, you know, tons of Jeeps and Raptors and TRXs and all that kind of stuff. This is kind of a logical extension, you know, to that. And also, all anyone wants to do is pull up to Cars and Coffee with a conversation, you know, and this is going to be more of a conversation than a GT3 that you ordered with the Alcantara headliner, right?
And I was having a blank, but it was like 89 through mid-90s, like 94-ish.
It's a nice piece. All right. My screen went blank up there, Max Pata, but we'll figure that out. You can. I'm doing live shows all over, going to Denver, coming up Comedy Works South, June 24th, 25th. Sonny's going to be with me. So you can go. He's taller than you now.
He's taller than all of us.
Go to adamkroll.com for all the live shows. What do you got?
Follow me at Motorway on my social media. I took the SAC Mustang to the dry ice blasting guy, and we completely cleaned the underside and the engine compartment, and just a very incredible kind of process on what it can do and preserve all of the original, like, paint marker, you know, pen marks and all this stuff. So I'll show you guys the videos and photos of all that.
So until next time, Adam Kroll for Matt, the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Would you love to save money on insurance? Well, of course, who doesn't love a good deal? Well, when it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, and renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to GEICO becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how you can save. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.